Welcome to another episode of QBDP, Quixotic Baboons Dangling Phonetics. As you might have noticed already, this episode is the first one I'm doing in English. I haven't decided yet on a single policy when it comes to which language would be the best to have on the podcast. Maybe a future episode could be dedicated to this subject. Anyway, some days ago we had a discussion with my fellow UBS volunteers, Vicente, Maria and Zanda, about what it means to be working and to have a job in general today, especially for places like Spain and Greece, where unemployment is reaching or has already surpassed record levels. Is employment actually all that important? Could we have a different system? What about the idea of a basic salary for all? Here it comes. Now we're in a coffee house close to Alexander Nevsky Church. Mm-hmm. We were also recording. Now I'm recording, so you know.
So I'm so glad to be here, to have been this morning drinking since 11 in the morning.
Yes.
We
went to the studio and they gave this guy Dimitar, Mitko. He actually gave us rum. I think it was rum.
No, he found it and you took it back to some. He didn't gate.
He offered us.
Yeah, he offered.
He offered us. Do you want something? At first he said, we have tea, whiskey.
In this little, I thought it was a joke, really, with the whiskey.
In this little fridge in the studio. And we ended up drinking most of the bottle. All of us, apart from Maria. I'm looking at you, Maria. Oh, there's a priest working. Two priests. Papadas.
Oh, no, that's just awkward.
They're going outside.
Yeah. This is the first time in my life I see Orthodox priests.
Yes?
Yeah.
They're like that, with beards and long hair and black.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose the beard was longer.
It's also just awkward.
Well, maybe it's the patriarch who wore a very long hair.
Maybe, right? Yes. It's like Lord of the Rings. The size of the beard like determines the rank. Yes.
So weird.
What were we saying about work? Yes, that's why, because we started on an interesting discussion about work and if it's if it's necessary for people to work. Actually, what do you think? Do you think people should work? It's not should work, but
they should work
no matter what.
Yes, they shouldn't work about money, but it's very important that you are doing something that you like, and it can be your work. But you shouldn't work like just to earn money or something.
I think that the work should be short and should be like trying to do that. The responsibility of producing the things necessary for society was hard for all the population, because now it's like some people.
So
do
communism?
Not exactly communism.
Marxism?
Not exactly. It's another concept. I don't think that everybody should earn the same reward, but it is true that there are some city jobs that usually poor people make, and it's not fair, I think. And I think that also there is the concept of full employment was good for the industrial era, but now as as technology progresses, it should be a time where the most job should be made by machines, and the distribution of welfare should not be made by work, but I mean in a long term.
Yes, well, that's what they said also in the industrial age, that machines could do most of what people do, and that way there would be a lot of unemployment or a lot of free time for people to do what they want. But as we know, people haven't exactly worked less. I mean, in the last few years we have seen a lot of unemployment. But not because of automation, because of I don't know actually. Why is there so much unemployment?
Partly it's maybe happening now that this more automation is
But it's not a current phenomenon. This level of automation has existed for decades. I don't know.
For maybe example, I mean, like the internet and computers in general are destroying jobs now because, you know, you are able to work faster because you can. I have experienced it in my past job that before, for example, you draw a building or a machine, and it takes more time to do it drawing with your hand. Now you do it faster with a computer, and you can send it immediately to another place.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you have to do the final drawing perfectly, and then copy it very carefully, and then send it to another place, and it takes 2 days, 3 days to take another place. You know, now work is faster, and it takes less people to do it.
Yes, nobody has to be employed to do this courier job, let's say.
Yeah.
Yes, but has it been such a big percentage of the population, the people who worked in these fields, like transferring messages that now are automated or digitized?
Yeah, you think, for example, in accounting, I think in the past, you just have to collect all papers of the accounting to make all the counts with a manual calculator and so on. Now almost an only person with a computer can do it with an Excel table. I mean, and it's I think that the enterprises need much more accountants 20 years before than now. You have worked like an accountant, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think? It's true or not? That enterprises need less people to do their counting than before because of computers.
Of course.
Of programs like Excel, like, I don't know, Conta Plus you use in...
Yeah, we have a lot of programs for make your job.
I mean, for example, some defenders of socialism say that socialism, it was not possible in the time it was tried from the Russian Revolution to the 80s, because they didn't have very powerful computers.
Mm-hmm.
That now will be possible because they can account everything, like in because you know that they have the problem of bureaucracy.
Yes.
You know, to direct the economy of the state. And some people say that now it's possible with computers.
But anyway, this job is crazy. With all those programs who are going to make your job easier. So anyway, it's crazy. With the bureaucracy. Anyway.
Well, it also produces lots of information, of course.
Yeah.
But
this is kind of the Nordic model. What you're describing, I think. A welfare state, well-managed socialism, but there's still capitalism, of course, there.
Well, in my experience, I must say that I don't believe that a healthy society can exist with at least some individual initiative. I must say that I don't believe in a totally state-directed economy. I think it's not possible. And I think probably if they, in the communist side, they didn't apply a totally state economy, like leaving some space for individual initiative, probably they have won the Cold War. For example, you see like in China, in Cuba, now they are, well, especially in China, probably they change sides with not recognizing it.
Yes.
But in Cuba also, they are leaving some space to individual initiative. And even during the Russian Revolution, do you know the NEP, the new economic politics that it was made under Lenin?
No.
They also let some space for individual initiative during the 20s, and then Stalin finished that. Maybe if they have continued with that politics, they have had much more success, I think. I think because, for example, you cannot direct from the state, for example, to make stores or bars or restaurants. I think it's stupid to do that. Or maybe small factories.
Like in Uruguay now, that the state produces and distributes marijuana. Do you know about that?
And also, you have to consider the human nature that is, I will not say that is inherently egotistic, but it's always that human nature, you can divorce it from the individual survival. And the individual survival takes the individuals to have some resources for themselves. And if you don't let them have something of their own, they will not value what they have in their hands. You know, it was said that, in, for example, in Soviet factories, the people used to steal all they could, because it was someone will replace it. You know.
Yes.
And I think in his place I will do the same. Absolutely. I don't think that people can work only for idealism. That's not, don't fit with human nature.
But how can it be in the middle somehow? How can there be private property and not private property? There can be nothing in between. How can you say, okay, this can be private, but this is shared?
Don't we have that in our times?
Not really. What is shared and what is private? Most things are private.
Water, for example, is public in more European European countries. We have healthcare that is public, or at least it was until the crisis. I don't know.
Are you talking
English.
About public, or are you talking about shared? Because there are different things.
They are different things, but not very far, I think. You pay some taxes, and you have in reward some service. Mm-hmm. And the rich should pay more.
Yes, absolutely. But everything that's happening now in a legislative level is for the poor to pay more and for the rich to stay rich.
Yeah,
not
there,
have
because
to
there
pay
is,
anything.
I think there is also a book called Rich Man Revolt, that they refuse to pay the price for a peaceful society, and they are taking so much risks because maybe they think that desperate people will never can do nothing, and maybe they are wrong.
What if in this ideal society you have a cap of things you can have, like you cannot own more than this? This wouldn't work, right? Because it would be arbitrary. For example, someone told you if you have more than 5,000 or 10,000 euros, the rest goes to the state.
It's true that it's arbitrary, but I think also you have to put a limit somewhere. It's not fair that there is people that, for example, owns islands entirely for them.
Well, I read yesterday, and it's pertinent, of course.
Think so. Rich men are buying Greek islands in the Aegean Sea, I think.
Yes. Well, I don't know. This has always been like this, but right now it's being discussed.
that the Greek state should also sell islands that are not being used. So it's not that people are buying, but the Greek state is selling also.
Mm.
And of course someone's going to buy. Do you agree with this idea that there should be a basic income for everyone? There's a new movement. Have you heard about it?
Not exactly. I think you can have a profit without giving absolutely nothing. I think you will have to work just a little bit to have that kind of help. Because if not, in my experience, there is some people that will work absolutely nothing.
But why shouldn't they receive something? Maybe if they don't want to work, they can do so. Why should they? I mean, the people who are working right now and working in bullshit jobs, as we said before, jobs that exist just to appear that.
Because it's not fair. I think we have to try that people don't have to work much that it is necessary to have a decent life. But everybody should contribute, I think.
What I'm saying is that there exist jobs right now who are not contributing to anything.
Mm. Well,
but that exist. They're not productive, but they exist, and maybe even they're even considered high prestige jobs, like management.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, I expect in the future maybe there is so much work made at the machines that people will not miss work. If they don't want, they don't have a special interest in working. But I think this in a very long term.
Right now, work seems to be the only motivating factor for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? To find work. What is your dream? To get a better job.
And it's partly
more money.
We were talking about this. It's part of the. Of the working class trap, like I say, because your father pressed you to work because your grandfather worked so long, and your father has been working for 40 years,
yes.
And you have to work also, and you're a lazy guy, a parasite.
Yes.
You know, and he can consider all another kind of life. And I think from their view it's fair. I admit it. They don't conceive a different kind of living than of the industrial era. But also there is the risk of have real parasites. They can exist. In fact, they exist now, I think. I have seen, for example, in Madrid, I have seen sons of rich people living like kings, really. Like, I'm a cinematographic student or an artist, you know, but paying by my dad, you know. And not I'm 35 years and have never worked, but I'm still thinking about what I want to do in my life.
Yes. But,
do you agree with that?
But there are some artists that could emerge from that.
I have known people who work. Since I saw that guys, I know people who work with my father who have their hands dirty every day, and sometimes I feel a little anger, you know.
Yes, okay, but they are they're the upper class, these people.
Yeah, they are. They are not bad people. It's, you don't think in that way. It's his class interest. It's not good or bad.
What about lower class parasites?
They exist also. They are, I think, a lower class parasite is not as guilty as an upper class parasite. Also, I think that if you live off payments of the state and so on, you are not doing so much damage, because also you keep the working market, you keep the price high also, because if there is not too much workers, they have to pay more to have a worker. But also you are living too well compared to the people of your class. For example, in Andalusia, in Spain, there is people who have a payment for the agriculture when they are not on the season, and they just work like for picking the olives like 2 months or so, and they don't work the rest of the year. I think it's not fair, but also I think that they are not doing so a great harm, I think, because maybe if there wasn't this payment, some villages in Andalusia have no people living there.
Now, I don't know if you opened this matter on purpose, but it reminded me of something I had read, which is true, about the opening of the markets globally, and in this way having everything produced in China, the globalization of the market, that is, and having everything produced in China, which makes the lowest class
the multinationals are starting to think that China is too expensive.
It's too expensive.
They are
exactly
starting to move to Bangladesh, Vietnam, and other places, because people in China are starting to demand more payment for their work.
Okay, so when China has become too rich, too expensive, sometimes Bangladesh is going to become too expensive. What next? Is there going to
maybe
be
some places in Africa?
You see, you could have automation as a level of, I don't know, these factories could be automated. I mean, you absolutely need to have workers at these factories. What percentage of this work would be automated? But if these factories didn't have people working for them, these countries wouldn't have anything to do. They would be also they would also have tons of unemployment.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think that we haven't reached that time today. I think maybe in some decades, because for example, first we have to develop the rest of the world, not only Europe and North America, to reach that that matter.
Yes, but if China is already too expensive, and China isn't...
And even then, we will have to remind people that welfare is not free. Not free, I don't mean in money, but it takes some effort.
How can you gauge that effort? I just don't know. I mean, how can a person prove that it's worthy of receiving money, welfare money?
Maybe like participating in some kind of charity activity or something like that. Or voluntary help, I don't know.
Okay, we've been recording all this time. We can stop now.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this discussion has been interesting.
I hope so.
Bye.
A few days after I recorded the discussion in Coffee House in Sofia, I came across an episode of the Cracked podcast on the subject of millennials, you know, our generation, and how we have completely different attitudes towards employment and its necessity than our parents. It raises the great question, how is it possible, if we have so much unemployment, for productivity to be always increasing? Why are our parents always telling us to get a job, when there's nothing out there left to do? If automation is everywhere, why are there still bullshit jobs? I have had some articles linked on my blog about that. It's a very interesting phenomenon. Bullshit jobs. What does it mean for them and for us that having a job means so much different things now than it did then? I'm going to sign off for today by suggesting you have a listen to that episode. It's linked in the description of the audio file, wherever you found this audio file. And feel the coming change, and perhaps relax a little bit if you have no money or no job, but secretly don't want to have one either, unless it means doing something you love. There are great changes coming, and having more than the bare minimum of money won't help you through them, Or at least that's my take. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay quixotic.